Monday, April the 8th, a big day across, well, a lot of the country, especially here in north central and northeast Arkansas. The Great American Solar Eclipse is coming through, and a lot of our area in the path of totality. We're talking with Jonas Anderson, mayor of Cave City. Mayor Anderson, tell us a little bit about what's planned in Cave City, and then we'll talk about some of the safety precautions as well.
Yeah, good morning, Chad. Happy to be with you this morning. So, we're like every other city, we're just kind of unsure exactly what to expect, but we are making some plans, and we are taking a little bit of a different approach maybe. You know, and some cities around us have decided to have festivals, you know, that weekend and on the day of the eclipse. And what we're doing in Cave City, we've got a couple things going on over the weekend. There is a car show, and the local Kiwanis group is having a big craft fair, and all that's going to be going on at First Baptist Church right here on Main Street in Cave City. And that's going to be on the Saturday before the eclipse. And then on the day of the eclipse, we're just inviting everyone that wants to come and view it together as a community up to our city park here on West South Street. And we're going to meet up there about noon and encouraging people to stop by our restaurant, grab some lunch, bring your kids. You know, schools are going to be out that day. We've got an amazing playground, walking tracks, fishing pond, all kinds of great stuff to enjoy at the park that day. And then we're just going to enjoy our 4 minutes and 9 seconds of totality together as a community and just kind of make that the focus. And so we're really looking forward to it. And I know there'll be a lot of stuff going on that day.
Let's talk about from the standpoint of safety. What has been going on for the last several weeks in Cave City to prepare for this event?
Yeah, you know, we've been working with our local police and fire departments to do the best we can to prepare for this. As far as travel goes, I know RDOT is going to be staging a lot of their resources around the area on the highways. And the biggest thing is to make sure, you know, obviously that you've filled up your tank with gas beforehand, so you don't get stuck in a situation where you can't get gas maybe, or, you know, have to wait in line for a long time. They're encouraging people, even especially if you're driving from a far distance, to maybe throw some extra snacks and, you know, supplies in your car. If you have medication that you have, obviously make sure you have plenty of that, because who knows, you may not be able to get it at a pharmacy or something like that. So there's just, the biggest thing is it's just kind of an unknown, right? We don't know what to expect. So, you know, anything you can do to prepare ahead of time on those kinds of things will definitely make it a lot better for you.
And exercise a little patience the day of when all that traffic gets congested.
Absolutely. You know, it's like anything, Chad, when you get, you know, a little bit stressed out and you don't know what to expect, and maybe you're a little bit inconvenienced, it kind of can take something that otherwise would be really enjoyable and make it not enjoyable. So that's a big thing too, and I'm glad you brought that up. We're just encouraging everybody, you know, welcome people that come to the area. And yeah, we may be kind of locked down for a little bit while we enjoy the eclipse, and then especially as we kind of get traffic out of the county, out of the area of totality. But man, it's good. You know, this is kind of a once in a generation event, and so we're looking forward to it. We're just going to make the best of it and enjoy it.
Mayor, what about a contact number or a website for Cave City? Is there a place people can go with resources?
Yeah, sure. So our city website is cavecity.us. And if they want to give City Hall a call during business hours, of course they can do that. It's 870-283-5455. And then Cave City is also, you know, on all the major social media platforms, so they're welcome to look us up and follow there. And that's really how we get out a lot of our information, is through our social media channels too. So all of that's a good way to get in touch with us.
Mayor Jonas Anderson from Cave City, we're going to enjoy that, what'd you say, 4 minutes and how many seconds?
4 minutes and 9 seconds is what we're gearing up for. So it's going to be really, really interesting to experience.
We'll enjoy every second of it. We wish you all the best in Cave City. We'll talk to you soon, okay?
All right. Thanks a bunch, Chad.
Mayor Jonas Anderson from Cave City joining us on the line as we prepare for the Great American Solar Eclipse.